Okay, first of all, I'd like to say that I'll address the Adrian situation at another time. I want to concentrate on today's game, and we'll go from there on that. And as far as today's game, it was disappointing. New England did a nice job. They did a good job of running the football offensively, and they did a good job of pressuring us defensively. Anytime you have four turnovers, and I believe it was four turnovers and in a blocked field goal for a touchdown, you're going to get beat. But like I told the team, I was disappointed in the way that we didn't have any sense of urgency offensively for the whole ball game, other than maybe the first drive. But also I told them, you know, just like last week was 1 week, this week was 1 week as well. So we're not gonna hang our heads and pout. We're gonna go about our business and get back to work. So, but we got to play a lot better than we did today.
Mike, how did you guys come to the decision with Adrian not to play him today?
I don't want to discuss the Adrian issue at all today. This is about the football game here. So we'll talk about it Monday or whenever we have a press conference on it.
Say if hearing negative news Friday, whatever it was, affected the team emotionally today at all?
No, it didn't affect the team. You know what affected the team? Throwing interceptions, getting a field goal blocked, not tackling well enough, having penalties on defense. That would have affected the team. The team was fine.
Did you ever consider putting Teddy Bridgewater into the game, or was that off the table?
No, but as I said before, I'm going to hold the quarterback position, just like every position here, to the same standard. And I also said I wasn't going to have a quick hook. So Matt needs to play better, all right? It's pretty obvious. He needs to play better. We all need to play better. I need to coach better.
Can you talk about how big of a difference 1 week makes in the NFL for your football club?
Well, it's same as last week. We intercepted a pass for a touchdown. You know, I think if we don't get the field goal block for a touchdown right before the half, it's a completely different ball game going the second half. And then the rest of the way, the third quarter, we're just fighting to stay in there, and you know, we get a couple turnovers, and they get field goals off of them. So, defensively, we did a few good things today. We did some good things. We didn't allow a bunch of points off the turnovers. We fought. We didn't play good, I don't think. They did a good job of keeping us off balance offensively, I thought. You know, they came in with a plan to run the football and not let us get into these pressure situations that they did. And so, but every week is a different week. And they did a nice job. They took good care of the ball, and they weren't, you know, the thing that about New England, and it's always been about New England, it's winning the football game. It doesn't matter about statistics, individual goals, whatever they do, they go to win games. And I'm not saying our team's like that, because I don't believe it is, but it's a good way to be. You know, you win as a team, you lose as a team. Today we lost as a team.
How tough was it on Castle, the fact your running game struggled today?
I don't think that was the key. You know, we didn't extend drives, and he got hit a few times today too, so we didn't do a good job protecting him. They covered our receivers good, so we got to get back to work.
Can you say with certainty that Castle will be your starter next Sunday at New Orleans?
Yes.
The first drive of the game, the offense looked really sharp, moved down the field, had a lot of success, and then it just went sideways from there. Did you see some adjustments, or
I think they did a better job. they changed up a few of the things they were doing defensively. They were starting to rush some inside linebackers and drop some of the outside linebackers, and then they did a better job of covering. You know, in the first part of the ball game, and we got behind the eight ball so many times. And you know, unless you can keep a defense off balance, which they did to us today, unless you keep them off balance, it's hard when you start giving them so many opportunities. It's a tough deal.
Mike, you practice all week thinking you have Adrian. To what degree, if at all, did you have to change what you intended to do offensively in those 48 hours between?
Not too much. We had plays up for the other guys. I don't think Adrian being out had anything to do with it. Not well enough. Oh, you're talking about Asiata.
Yes.
Yeah. He did some good. He did some good things, and you know, there's a couple. I think there's some yards he left out there, but you know, we all could have done better.
Special teams, I guess, was one point where there was 9 guys on the field for a punt.
Yeah, it wasn't too good. It wasn't too good.
But Mike, from a football standpoint, you're not suggesting that not having Adrian out there had no impact on the game, right? I mean, if you had him out there, you would have had some. He would have had some impact on the football game.
Well, Sal, if you took the best player off of every team, it would have an impact. Yes, I mean that's of course. So,
on this team on the football field, forget about distraction, whatever.
I think he could have got injured in the first play of the game. You know, we got to go on and go about it. It's just, you know, it's just part of life. If would we have liked to have him? Sure, but. But I think any time you lose your best player, you have, you know. But it is a team game, and everybody has to step up. You know, I'm sure when Rodgers went down last year that Green Bay had to suck it up and go. So we got to suck it up too. We didn't do it today.
How soon do you believe you'll have a decision on Adrian's status for Week 3?
I don't know. Honestly, we're just trying to get through the weekend right now and figure out where everything is and. And again, I don't really want to talk about it, so I mean, you guys can keep asking me, and I'm going to give you the same answer. We'll talk about it next week.
Will he be at the facility
tomorrow? I don't want to talk about it. Who asked me that? I don't want to talk about it. Okay, let's talk about the game. We're going to talk about the game?
On Matt's first interception, did you have a conversation with him about what he saw or what happened?
Which one was that?
First one, deep down toward right.
Yeah, he thought he saw the corner leaning to the outside, and I don't think he saw the safety coming out of there. So,
you went against Matt last year when you had 3 interceptions for Cincinnati against Matt Castle. It seems like when he gets going in his career, sometimes he just blows up and he has consistency trouble. How do you? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. Last year was so long ago. I think he's done a great job of taking care of the ball in the preseason. I think he did a great job last week, and we got to take better care of the football than what we did today.
Your Rhodes play, and were those pass interference flags warranted in your mind?
Well, they were called, so I mean, I'm assuming they were good calls. These officials do a good job, and we got to do a better job of getting him in a better position than what he was. So, I really don't have a comment on that.
At all that there was a lack of effort today on your offense?
No, not at all. I think there was a lack of urgency getting in and out of the huddle. I mean, we don't practice that way, and I was disappointed in that part, more so than anything. Disappointed in the – we just kind of – we're out there a little bit, you know. It wasn't that they weren't trying hard or they weren't excited to play or I don't think they – I think they were ready to play, but I just don't think that we just weren't crisp today like we have been every single day and almost every single day in practice.
Why that might have been from what you've seen the guys play at all?
Nope, that's the first, and I told them after the game, that's the first time I've ever seen it. You know, we've had bad practices and stuff, but I haven't seen it in 3 weeks maybe. You know, guys just kind of milling around, getting lined up. I don't know. But I'm going to address it.
Last couple for Coach.
What happened on the blocked field goal play that was returned for a touchdown in the second quarter?
The guy on the, I believe he was over the tackle. He swam inside and just came over the top of us.
Do you have any updated knowledge as to whether Mike Prefer's suspension will end after today?
I do not. As far as I know, it's 3 weeks.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Matt will be